Hi, this is Annie. Just in case you haven't been following along, I've been assisting with another charitable anthology, New Sun Rising, Stories for Japan. You can find all the information about this on booksthathelp.org. Yesterday, I was delighted to have been asked to read out one of the flash fictions that will be included, and it will be promoted in one of their podcasts called The Word Count Podcast for Japan. That should be up in a couple of days, and if you go to my website, you'll have a look. You can go to the links and check out that, or you can find the information out on New Sun Rising website. I'm going to read out this flash fiction by Fritz Bogart, and I hope that it is as fluid as I did last night. It's called Nengodashi. My father climbed aboard our small boat and sailed out onto the land. My mother kept a vigil for 2 nights and a day, neither eating nor drinking. When his sails finally came back into view, she accepted a single cup of tea. When my father was once again safely at sea, he stepped from the boat and apologised to my mother for his meagre catch. Only a single scrawny calf had found its way into his nets. Together they butchered it, and my mother hung its carcass below the waves. They set my brother out, who was almost a man and was deathly afraid of the land, a few yards up the beach to fetch the herbs that grew there. They taste and smell of the earth, a smell that fills me with longing. When the beef and the herbs were well soaked, I sharpened my knife and cut translucent slices of each. These I brewed in boiling water until they'd given up their flavour. I strained the broth and fed the exhausted dregs to the tiger shark who begs outside our door. The broth? Such a simple thing. All at once it tastes of home and reminds us of the small, dry world beyond. That was a reading by Annie for the Word Count Podcast for Japan, part of New Sun Rising Stories for Japan, an anthology that will be assisting the people in Japan. You can find all the information out about that anthology on booksthathelp.org. It was called Nengodashi and was written by Fritz Bogart, and I hope that you go and check that out. I'll catch you on Sunday for Spoken Sunday.